This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A further notice of proposed rulemaking is sometimes announced when additional comments are desired before an actual proposed rule is submitted to the public for comment. The public has another opportunity to engage when a formal rule is announced. The proposal would implement recommendations made by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, as well as changes identified through the Department of Labor's enforcement actions.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The comments address misrepresentations in a Human Rights Watch report issued last year that the Department of Labor quoted in a press statement. Raised concerns about the Department of Labor's interpretation of the exemptions for children working with their parents and the student learners, opposed new and additional restrictions on tractor and other power-driven machinery used by minors, opposed the overly broad expansion of the hazardous occupation orders relating to livestock, timber, construction, elevated services, storage bins, and silos, and discouraged the Department of Labor from issuing a new agriculture hazardous occupation orders that would limit exposure of young farm workers to extreme temperatures.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCC also joined 38 other organizations in a letter to the Department of Labor, which asked for another extension in the comment period in order to further analyze the proposal and respond.